Let's face it, we all have those moments when it feels like the weight of our problems are just too much to bear. So in times of doubt, fear, or hopelessness, it can be hard to find the right words to ask for help. But it doesn't take much more than, Lord, save me. And that is the title of Gary Zimek's new book. He's joining me today because he has a special way of understanding how anxiety feels for some of us and how God is the source of relief. Gary is joining us today to tell us more about his new book. Good morning, Gary. Always a great morning when you join us on the show.
Oh, Brenda, I feel the same way. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to you as well.
You know, it was just earlier in the springtime that you made a trip out to the Pacific Northwest and addressed a group of people. And here, lo and behold, through all of that, a new book was on the way. Lord, Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard. So this book follows up on your last Give Up Worry for Lent. So how does this new one build upon a message that we've come to be very familiar with?
Brenda, this is a book that I've wanted to write a book like this for a long time. This is a book that people can use when they absolutely need God to be real to them at that moment. You know, I give the example. I start the book off by looking at the story of St. Peter walking on the water. He begins to sink, and then he reaches out to Jesus and cries out, Lord, save me. You know, I believe we pray differently when things are going well in our lives as opposed to when things are difficult. You know, it's easy to say when things are going well, Lord, please bless me. Please make this a good day. Bless my family. Bless those I love, et cetera. But when I'm in a desperate situation, when I'm looking at the bank account and I have no money to pay my bills, when I got a bad health diagnosis, when a family member is going through a crisis, when I get laid off from my job, my prayers change. My prayers become, Lord, I really need you. I need you to help me. And I wrote this book for anybody who might be in that position. It originally started out as a prayer book. The publisher wanted me to write a book of original prayers, which I always like to incorporate into all the books I've written. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to write some original prayers that people can use as an example when they're going through a crisis. And then I broke it down into different categories, different situations which might make one worry. And I have scripture verses and reflections, numerous reflections in each chapter, just really to give somebody hope who really needs the Lord to become real to them. He is real, but so many times our problems can become more real or overwhelming to us than the Lord.
Those words too, Lord, save us. I mean, it's just so important. And I love that you began with the story of Peter, because I think for many of us, we can relate to Peter very well. While we would love to be the sons of thunder, like Jesus named John the Beloved One, it's more often that we feel like Peter, like we're trying to do our best, and yet we forget and we deny and we get anxious. Why is that story, how does that, you know, that moment with Peter, how does that kind of reflect in our own struggles and fears?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Brenda, because so many times I mean, I've seen everything Peter did wrong. It's well documented. I'm glad my failings aren't documented as well as Peter's are in the Bible. But I look at Peter and I think, oh my gosh, how could he deny Jesus? How could he get this wrong? How could he get that wrong? How could he take his eyes off Jesus when he was walking on water? How could he not recognize the Lord's presence? And I do worse in my own life. I do so many things like that. And I think the good thing about Peter and why so many of us look to him and can identify with him is he's so human. You know, he's always trying to do the right thing. He got out of the boat. He was a fisherman. He knew that was technically impossible, but he saw Jesus calling him to get out of the boat. Peter kept his eyes on Jesus initially, and he said, Lord, you're out there. I'm going to walk on water if you tell me to do it. And he did it, and he succeeded. He was walking on the water until he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. But even then, Brenda, Peter had the presence of mind to turn back to Jesus. As he was drowning, he turned to Jesus and he cried out, Lord, save me. You know, and I think that's an important lesson for us. We are going to mess up. We are going to forget. We're going to panic. We're going to worry. We're going to forget that the Lord loves us and he's all powerful. We're all going to forget that at times. But the important thing is to remember at some point, once you do that and you begin to sink, to remember that Jesus is there and to call out to him at that point. And it doesn't take much, as this story in the Bible illustrates, three words, Lord, save me. That was enough for Jesus to immediately reach out his hand and save Peter.
Gary Zimek is a Catholic speaker and author joining us today as we dive a little deeper into his new book, Lord, Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard. Ain't that the truth every single day? It is available through Ave Maria Press. Gary, we hear this often in the Bible, be not afraid. The right. Popes repeat that. Even Pope Leo, when he first addressed the crowds after his election, peace be with you. It's like from the moment of creation, God knew that us, we humans, we are just filled with so many emotions and anxiety that take up a lot of space in our brain. Why do you think, though, it feels like today there's a multitude more of things that we wrestle with in today's world that maybe we might think, well, yeah, they struggled in the New Testament, but it ain't anything to what I'm going through today.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, and I think it has to do with the fact that we have access to so much information, and much of it is bad information. Much of it is scary and frightening information that can cause us to become afraid. No matter where I go, I get alerts on my phone. I can't get away from it. I can't get away from what you could call bad news, threatening news, because one thing the mass media does very well, and I'm not talking about Catholic media, I'm talking about the general media, they tell us numerous reasons why we should be afraid. Even if we don't know why we should be afraid, they give us additional reasons, right? But they don't tell you the full truth. That's why Catholic radio and TV and print media differs from the secular press, because the Catholic message is the message of truth. We don't deny that there's problems in the world. We don't deny that there's suffering and that there is danger. However, the truth is that we have a God who is bigger than these problems and who loves us and who wants to help us. That's what the mass media doesn't tell you. So they give a partial truth. They give us all these reasons to be afraid, but they never give us the solution. The solution is turn to Jesus. He can help us. He might not always eliminate our suffering, but he'll be with us. He'll get us through. He'll give us peace.
Well, that is the peace that can only be found through our Lord Jesus Christ and in his new book, Lord Save Us. Gary Zimek tries to help each one of us find that peace that we need and long for in this very busy and just sometimes overwhelming life. Gary, this is a great book, and I really want to dive into some of the topics that you cover and how there's scripture that speaks to all of these struggles that we experience. I am already against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
I would love to, Brenda. Thanks for asking.
Gary Zimek is joining us today. You're familiar with his books because he's a regular on the Morning Blend. You remember Let Go of Anger and Stress, Give Up Worry for Lent, and Give It Up for Good. And now he offers us Lord, Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement for When Life Feels Hard. Well, that sometimes feels like it's every day sometimes. Gary, this is a book for every person who struggles with anxiety and fear, and it is perfect for today's Catholic. Thanks for staying with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for letting me stick around. I've still got a lot to cover, Brenda.
We certainly do. Let's dive into this book now for people who are going to purchase a copy. You talk about some of the biggest things and struggles that keep people from really just surrendering to the Lord. So in your experience, what is that biggest obstacle?
You know, I think for me and for many people that I have dealt with, I think the biggest obstacle is our lack of control. We lapse into worry. It generates from fear. When I'm afraid, I can turn to worry. And what happens is when I'm afraid, I can make two choices. I can turn to God for help, or I can turn inward and begin to worry about all the things that could go wrong. If I was able to fix what I was afraid of, then I would just do it. But when I'm trying to control what I can't control, this is where I get into trouble and where so many of us get into trouble. And we begin this spiral of anxiety and worry, trying to control the uncontrollable. And I think that's the big problem for those of us who let our fear turn into worry. It's a lack of control. But, you know, Brenda, if we focus on the fact that we're not in control, however, God, who loves us, is in control, and turn those occasions of fear into occasions of prayer, then it becomes a different story. So it's okay to not be in control as long as you trust your life to the one who is in control. And that's really the secret. And I think lack of control and a desire to control what we can't control is a big problem for those of us who tend to be anxious.
And unfortunately, though, when we do surrender that, we realize how much we don't have control over, and that can be fearful as well. And there are different areas where people do struggle. And so in your book, you conquer or look at 10 common struggles. Let's kind of go over a couple of them and how we can go to Scripture to help address those struggles.
Absolutely. I start the book off with when you are doubtful or uncertain, which is, you know, pretty much every day if you really
right.
think about it, right? I mean, Brenda, we have an idea of how the day is going to go. And you know, being involved in Catholic radio, things change rapidly and things sometimes go wrong. You have technology issues. And in our own families, we have things that we didn't expect. We get the flat tire that we didn't want, or we get an unexpected illness or whatever. There are so many things. Life is just filled with uncertainty. And I begin the book in the first chapter by looking at Abraham. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place where he was to receive an inheritance. And this is the part I like. He went out not knowing where he was to go. And that's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Abraham didn't know where God was calling him to go, but he chose to trust God. And I think that's the same invitation for each of us every day. Am I going to choose to trust God, that he's going to allow me to go where he wants me to go? Am I going to follow, or do I need to know all of the details? And, you know, we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. So when I walk by faith, there's an implied understanding that I'm not going to know all the details, that I'm going to have to trust God. That's where faith comes in. And that's a choice that I have to make. And sometimes it's not an easy choice, but the more we get to know the Lord, the easier it becomes.
Gary, for so many people, and I'll put myself into this category, it does feel like we carry not only our own worries, but we're going to pick up our children's worries as well, or our aging parents' worries also. And that it feels almost like we're being responsible for carrying that for them. That if I set it aside and I decide I'm not going to worry about it, that for me, at least, it feels like there's a little part of me, maybe I'm telling people I don't care because I'm not going to worry about it. So what advice would you give somebody to like me who's, I want to rely on Christ, but I feel stuck in my worries and maybe even a little part of me doesn't want to give it up?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think we have to differentiate between worry and concern. I think it's safe to say that the Lord wants us to be concerned with certain situations in our lives. He wants us to be responsible, especially if we have somebody in our family who might be suffering, who might be struggling with something. You know, maybe it's a good idea to just listen to their concerns, talk about it with them, and try to determine whether or not we have control or they have control over the situation. If they do or we do, then I would say God expects us to do something about it. And that's where sometimes we get ourselves into trouble. We want to do too much. We want to do what we can, and then we also want to do what we cannot do. And that's where we can easily become anxious. And, you know, when it comes to family members, oftentimes the Lord needs them to carry their crosses. And I have a really difficult time with that. I want to take the crosses away from those whom I love. And that can be challenging sometimes. And I think if we look at the example of our Blessed Mother, she did a really good job at that. She gives us a good example of, she was at Calvary. She watched what Jesus did on the cross. She watched him suffer and die because she knew and trusted in God's will. That couldn't have been easy for her. But sometimes we're all called to do that. We do what we can to help, but there's times when we just have to let one another carry our individual crosses.
It's important to know the difference between carrying those crosses and letting the worry of those crosses overwhelm us. Gary Zimek is Catholic author joining us today, and he addresses some of those issues in his new book, Lord Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard. Gary, so people go, all right, I recognize where this worry and this anxiety is got just too much of my life, control of my life, and I want to set it down. I want to turn these prayers over to our Lord. I don't know the first step in praying to God in helping me get over this, other than like, you know, God, help me get over this. But in your book, you actually help people reflect and you help them pray. Tell us how those are kind of realized in the pages of your book.
Yeah, and that's you bring up a really good point, Brenda. You know, this is overcoming worry. It's not difficult to avoid worry. It really isn't. Now, because all we need to do when we find a situation that we are leads us into fear, we begin to worry, we can choose to pray at that time. We can just do it. We can force our way through it no matter how we feel. We can say, Lord, I place my trust in you. Please help me with this, but I trust you, Lord. It's not going to make the feelings go away. And that's one thing we have to accept. Sometimes we're doing exactly what God wants us to do. He wants us to pray, to turn to him instead of turning inward and worrying. But that doesn't mean we're going to feel good about it. The feelings of fear may still exist. That's okay. That takes time. And you know, I still struggle with that at times. And faith involves pushing past our feelings. But one of the things that I wanted to do in this book was compose personal prayers. And the prayers that I wrote in this book, and this is each reflection is short. I start with a Bible verse, do a little reflection, and then a personal prayer that I wrote myself, giving an example of how I would pray in this particular situation. And I do think, when I've read books like this in the past, listening to other people pray sometimes helps me. So I wanted to, and the publisher really wanted me to do this, to compose these original prayers that maybe would help somebody else dealing with the same situation and maybe give them an example of how I would pray. And then they can either pray these prayers themselves or apply or create their own prayers based on the examples in the book.
Oh, Gary, that I think for many people is it, because when we just get overwhelmed by our anxieties and fears, it feels very lonely and isolating. Yeah. And that's those anxieties are almost a wall to the world that wants to be with us in that. So to be able to have those personal prayers, I think it lets people know that you're not alone in your anxiety. Not only are there people praying for you, but there's a God that loves and cares for you and wants to take that burden away from you. And that's more of what people will learn about in Gary's new book. All right. So people have a little taste of it. They want to get a copy for themselves. Where are they going to go, Gary?
The easiest thing to do is go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, or they can also go to the Ave Maria Press website, which is avemariapress.com.
I like that. While they're there, they should look at all of your books. They could just get a whole collection of things and they could just keep themselves busy and getting rid of all their anxieties every season of the year. Gary, thanks so much for being with us. What a great book, and your time today has been wonderful.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I really appreciate all you do, and I appreciate the fact that you had me on. God bless.
God bless you as well. And when that next book is ready, we can't wait to have you back. Again, that is Gary Zimek, the name of the book, Lord Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard. I will be sure to add that link that Gary was just talking about where you can find that book and his many others. And you're going to find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.